The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. George Barna's American Faith and Culture Institute reports that in his election to the presidency, Donald Trump was the recipient of a miracle, and America has been granted one more chance to repent and turn the nation's hearts back to God. End quote. Consider what was against Mr. Trump. He was facing an opponent with a deep network of campaign volunteers, party backing, and Mr. Obama himself working hard for her election. He lacked any political experience, which was evident in the debates. His campaign had virtually no local volunteers to turn out the vote. He was not only mistreated by the media, he made a game of calling them out for their lies and bias, a strategy no previous candidate had dared attempt. The Republican Establishment Party disowned him, and many of its leaders said they would not vote for him. His favorability score was the lowest of any presidential candidate ever, and national polls consistently showed him losing the race. Dr. Lance Wallno believes that God is using Trump as a, quote, wrecking ball to the spirit of political correctness, claiming his emergence is such a destabilizing threat to the vast deal-making machinery embedded in both parties that he has the unique distinction of being rejected by both liberal Democrats and establishment Republicans at the same time. So since God has raised up Donald Trump to the presidency, what must we do as believers to work with God in this? We must educate our children differently in biblical philosophy of life, or we will shortly lose our liberty. Tax-supported education has become the number one way our children have been indoctrinated with socialist, dictatorial principles. The blue dots on the election map prove this. They are cities where the universities are located. Most universities are now little more than cesspools of socialistic thought. We need to stop giving our children to them. We must, as born-again people, learn two things. One, God's plan for nations is for them to protect the right to take the gospel to the next generation. And Satan's plan is to use nations' governmental structures to hinder the flow of that gospel. We must come out of our ignorance as to what the Bible teaches about civil government. For my people perish for lack of knowledge, as the prophet Hosea said. And we must learn our enemy's devices for using civil government to hinder the flow of the gospel. Otherwise, we will be taken captive by his devices. If Christians are not willing to read the Bible through from Genesis to Revelation to find these truths, then we deserve the political slavery that will surely come to us. This election is not a mandate from the people for change. The victory margins in the states were far too slim for that. It is a gift from God who is saying to us, I'm going to give you yet another chance to return to the biblically based government I gave you through your founders. Will we, as believers, fall on our face before God and commit to read the Bible through and let Him teach us His way of education, business, and government? That is our only hope to preserve the liberty God has entrusted to us. So you see, Donald Trump is not our hope. Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, the life, is our only hope. Will we leave our shallow selfishness and take His yoke upon us? Or will we run from responsibility and continue to live for pleasure, prestige, and possessions? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.